Old growth forests. An old growth forest is a large forested area that has developed over a long period of time without experiencing catastrophic disturbances. These forests can be classified based on the forest's structure, function, and composition. Thanks for joining Dynamic Earth Learning today. Our content covers interesting earth science, conservation, and sustainability topics. Visit our website, www.dynamicearthlearning.com, for teacher resources, videos, and e-learning courses. Old growth forest structure. In old growth forests, the structure is all about the distribution, size, age, and arrangement of trees. Old growth forests consist of snags, standing dead trees, tree debris, and fallen logs. A structure can also be defined by the concentration of trees across the landscape. Old growth forest function. Function refers to the role that the forest plays in an ecosystem. Old growth forests are home to a wide range of species. They also facilitate biochemical cycles. Examples of biogeological cycles include the oxygen cycle, hydraulic cycle, nitrogen cycle, etc. Old growth forest composition. The composition of an old-growth forest has to do with the different types of plant species that are in the forest. Old-growth forests consist of large trees, grasses, shrubs, and other plants that make up the forest floor. The composition of an old-growth forest can be defined by the plant species that are currently present in the forest. Characteristics of old-growth forests. Old-growth forests have distinguishing features that make them unique compared to most forests. Old-growth forests are made up of multi-level canopies, consisting of both live and dead trees. Canopies may also form due to the forest's pit and mound topography. For a forest to be considered old growth, it should be at least 120 years old. However, some of the trees may be older than the forest itself. Old growth forests also consist of large diameter trees that are either standing or fallen. Even the standing dead trees play an essential role in the forest. These forests are made up of both young and old trees. The older trees have a large stem density than the former. They also tower over the younger trees, creating a dense layer of forest cover. The barks of trees found in old-growth forests are often covered in moss and lichens. Importance of old-growth forests. Old-growth forests play an essential role in the environment. They provide animals with food, shelter, and other bountiful benefits. 1. Sustains biodiversity. Old-growth forests increase species diversity in an ecosystem. These forests support both plant and animal life. The canopies in old-growth forests allow sunlight to reach the forest floor. As such, the forests have a rich vegetative cover consisting of different plants. Old growths also house a variety of animals, including those that are threatened. The standing dead trees and fallen logs enrich the soil with nutrients. This allows soil microbes to thrive. 2. Supports ecosystem functions. These forests are extremely important since they offer a wide range of ecosystem services. They allow plant and animal communities within an ecosystem to live harmoniously through the provision of food and shelter. Additionally, they filter water supplies through the hydraulic cycle. The trees also clean the air, thus providing animals with oxygen. 3. Carbon storage. Old-growth forests store more carbon dioxide than young forests. Older trees absorb large volumes of carbon from the atmosphere each year. This makes old-growth forests a good carbon sink for our planet. As the forest continues to mature, the trees take up even more carbon dioxide. When trees from old-growth forests are harvested, the carbon is released back into the atmosphere. This can have a devastating impact on the environment. Old-growth forests in the United States. The United States accounts for about 8% of the world's forest cover. 33% of the country is covered in different types of forests. Less than 4% of the total forest cover is made up of old-growth forests. The largest area of old-growth forest in the United States is located in Alaska. Old-growth forest, Oregon. Most of the forested areas in Oregon State are federally managed. This offers protection to the old-growth forests in the area. Oregon has different types of old-growth forests. This region was once covered with ancient trees, but their numbers have since declined. Some of the oldest old-growth forests can be found around the Clackamas River. Winnema and Willamette National Forests are among the largest old-growth forests in Oregon. Winnema National Forest covers about 712,000 acres, while Willamette National Forest is 1,675,400 407 acres. Old-growth forests in Michigan. Michigan only has a few old-growth forests. The older trees in the area were logged in the 1800s. Most old-growth forests are located in northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. The forests in this area mainly consist of pines and standing dead trees. Hartwick Pine State Park has some of the oldest trees in Michigan. Old-growth forests in Washington. Like Michigan, Washington State has a few old-growth forests. All the remaining old-growth forests are protected to preserve the trees and animal species. The Mount Baker Snoqualmie National Forest is one of the largest old-growth forests in Washington. It covers about 644,000 acres. These old growths host unique species of plants and animals. Old-growth forests in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has up to 20 acres covered in old-growth forests. Most of the trees were destroyed during the late 19th century, but the government has managed to conserve these areas. Cook Forest is one of the oldest old-growth forests in the United States. A majority of the trees are around 300 years old. This region is mostly dominated by pines and hemlocks that reach towering heights. Old-growth forests require our protection. The world's ancient forests are in danger. Areas that were once covered with old trees have been left bare due to destructive human activities. Old forests are not only beautiful, but also have great sentimental value to native populations. But most importantly, old-growth forests are carbon sinks. They play a critical role in reducing the amount of carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere. Thanks for joining us today. Consider following Dynamic Earth Learning for more earth science, conservation, and sustainability topics, and visit our website, www.dynamicearthlearning.com, for teacher resources, videos, and environmental e-learning courses.